Hello, this is Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Hill Cook, and I would like to open the show with a moment of silence for those that are suffering inside or that need some prayers for their insides, and those that have loved ones on the outside of their life, and those that have friends that they are wanting to think about, and just to cleanse and purify the air. So let's just have just a few little minutes of silence and just think of the blessings that we have to bestow upon us, of the knowing of all great things, and just feel and cleanse and purify. Okay, I'm just going to give you that moment and breathe in from your abdomen through your nose and blow it out from your mouth. I just pray for all the tranquility and peace to come about and bestow upon all the earth and all the tranquilities of all entities, and peace and love to just flow through everlasting ways, and for the knowing to come upon all people, places, and things, that everyone that looks for the inside of themselves to just know the knowing that yearns inside of themselves, and the love that is inside of them that just replenishes themselves and becomes just like the waterfalls and the tears that fall through far beyond sound in a rhythm of tranquility that is always in the knowing, that is always there to be found. For the great I am, that's always within, is always there, lying inside of the purest of the hearts that's always to be found. Now, what I'm going to do tonight is the debut to my father. It's his anniversary of his death, the 3 years. He is celebrating in heaven, in heaven's Golden Gate Roads. And three represents the Trinity for me, the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. It represents the any friend of yours is a friend of mine, because that's the triads in sociology. As the dyads, is any friend of yours is two people coming together first. Then you bring in a friend, which is any friend of yours is a friend of mine. So here I am with BBSRadio.com, and then I become to the World Wide Web, the Universal Web, as you are active listeners. And so here I am with a triad. And then we spread throughout all, making communities throughout the world and becoming known as the word spreads of what I speak and say and do to other people, to other people, to other people, as we just pick up along the way just little inklings of things. And it just spreads, the good news just spreads of what I pick up from others. And so when the student is ready, the teacher will appear. Thus, the teacher becomes the student. So what I'd like for you to do now is go to the main page that BBS Radio, that Donald and Seth and Alicia have made, and scroll down to the Thursday show, okay? And scroll down to my name at 6 p.m. Pacific time, which is info number one, Bright Lights Pathfinders, Kathy Cook. Once you get there, you're going to click on my name. So follow along if you'd like, because I'm going to read some of the debuts to my father of the knowing. It's done on, he is a junior, a John Jr., named after his father, and this was done for my brother's birthday, on the 28th, which is he is a third, and he has a son, which is the fourth. So this is going to be what we're going to do this evening on this evening's show of March the 13th, 2008. So here we are on that main page of Bright Lights Pathfinders. So it starts with about me. I am me. I am everywhere I put me. I'm in between. I am what I do, hear, and shout. I am backed with a measurable clout. I tell the words of my spirit. God's talking to me all about. In this earthly tent, I do wear, in heaven's body, this robe is woven for me, individualized. By his very own hands, in his tender loving care, I am reborn and created in his image. And however, you are you, and I am me, uniquely packaged spiritually. I hear you, Daddy, and to me, your legacy will be told, as I to you now behold. I love you all the yesterdays, everlasting and eternally. Now you read these words so carefully and slow. Let your mind wander where your heart needs to go. God is in you, always, forever, and a day more. Okay, now you scroll down to the Bright Lights Pathfinder's Way into the Garden's Knowing. You can click on that. Okay, but if you scroll down just a little bit further, okay, you'll see a little teeny picture of my dad. But let's go into the Garden's Knowing. Okay, you can play along the pages anywhere. You can click on these pages. It'll take you to the same place. Okay, let's click on the Bright Light Pathfinder's Way into the Garden's Knowing. Click. You're going to hear my computer click. Okay, now we're into the Bright Light Pathfinder's Way into the Garden's Knowing. The sweet words falter, the sweet words of whispers that falter far beyond sound, in a melody that soon my family will have found. I pray for you. Will you pray for me too? In all of our hearts, in him, for the healing of peace to abide within the knowing. Thank you for the continuous effort to allow me to, for us to have the secret sanctuary and the Garden's Knowing, a place to give out what he so freely gives to me. Okay. Now, the last title entry that I did in this book, I want you to go to It Is Time. Do you see over there to the right side? It says It Is Time. Click on It Is Time. Are you there now? Sunday, October the 28th, 2007. I'll wait till you get there just a second. And it says my about me, because this is my father talking to me through the feelings. I don't actually hear his voice. Excuse me, I just took a swallow of some lemonade. But I feel him, and I feel the Lord talking through me, through a feeling. And so that's how I get my messages that I write a lot about in my blog. Because I don't use a web page, because blogs are so much convenient and you can do so much more with a blog. I started the blog a long time ago with my writings and feelings through just wanting to express what I felt through what my father was talking to me about. That's when I started blogging. So it says, through the silence, null and void, through trespassing from unconsciousness to the consciousness, in time passing eternally, always, forever, into infinity, I am I. Because when my dad died, he was telling me that he became conscious when he passed away, because he said that we were asleep here on earth, trying to wake up as we were in this body's tent. And that's how it goes. We are searching so to awaken, to absorb more knowledge of understanding each day, to apply it to the wisdom that we absorb. So it is time. That is God. I time, the secret to knowledge, wisdom's doors, the knowing, which is God, to one and all, the I am, the great I am, your mystery keeper, as to your dream's treasure seeker. Know that I am the secret within as I free up your space. Journey's eternal is forever in my thought's place. Seeker, seek my truth as the bright light's pathfinder's way. See, I'm only one bright light's pathfinder. We are all bright light's pathfinders seeking the way. I change not, for I am the holder of events kept separate. Let not ever darkness turn inward your heart. Bright light is your pathway, your only life of eternal flame. Light from your beginning, luminously, the great I am in you became. Cycles in you I am always turning, as you are unfolding me, time after time. Onto never-ending, endless event issues. The great mystery of God spoke in the silent tones of power songs. Of the cycles, I became your thinking as I preoccupy you. I am your sooner than later, as you buy the time for the after a while, until later on in due time to come home. In a bright light pathfinder's way. That is posted by my father's legacy. Now, if you scroll back up, I would like to share with you the purest of love. For that is dedicated to my mother from my father. And I will wait for you to click on that as well. That was written as well for my brother, dedicated from my brother on his birthday. The purest of love, the way he moves me, is like God talking to us, and the awakenings, man, the awakenings that we have inside when we have evolved. And there is no conflict of others misunderstanding us, because I feel so content with myself, and others seem to like to pull like the dead man, like the Chinese handcuffs, pulling and tugging and pulling and tugging and pulling and tugging. And when I speak something, it seems that they want to pull against for some reason, because sometimes people don't seem to understand, because they have this defense mechanism up or a shield up, because maybe they're not as on the same level, or maybe it's because we aren't making eye contact, or they aren't seeing the body language, or whatever. But it's some reason of, you know, a defense mechanism. And a lot of times it's because we are not mirroring, and we speak a truth inside of someone that is really touching a raw spot, is what I found. For one instance, let me just give you an instance before I go, the way he moves me. My mother and I have this conflict at times that I realized what it was yesterday. My mother likes to tell me things over and over and over, but I have that same trait. I like to do things over and over and over, like with emails or something to somebody, until I get a point across, and it's running things into the ground. Oh, my gosh! And my mother does that to me, because it's like control to concern. Which one is it? It's like, okay, now I've learned that. Now I've got to work on that. Because what we see in other people that is harshly something that we don't like, we're doing that to someone else, or we're doing that in our lives. So we have to work on that issue. Okay, now I've got that point across. The way he moves me. He tiptoed into my heart to make it his home. That's your higher power. He breathes my soul to make it his own. That's us becoming into our life. And the Creator is breathing into us to make it his own. In doing so, this we become one and make a whole. When we have learned to accept the Creator, he's already done it. He's already become whole with us, as he created us. But when we realize that, we awake and absorb it. With this new beginning comes a love so pure. which is, he knew us before law was just a word. And when he spoke our name and made us, we become love so pure. For everlasting eternity we endure. When he created us, we will always live eternally. Love bonds us, filling us together in such a way, because he loves us no matter what, unconditionally so. But we have to like ourselves, see, that's the key, liking someone and liking ourselves in order to get along. So mystery bounds us. He's the mystery keeper, you see. He's so in awe, and she is so in awe, the creator of all things, that we can't absorb it. We want to have some kind of recognition of seeing something. Prove it, prove it, prove it, because it's the mystery. Mystery is something that we want proof of, because it's a mystery. We want to unlock the mystery. We want to find the mystery's key. So the mystery bounds, as always, within us here to stay, because he's the mystery keeper. He's always going to be there. She's always going to be there. We're always going to be there. Countless time. Time is timeless. The creator is timeless. There is no before after. It's the zero. The zero. The egg of infinity. The zero. Okay. Unto all of my love. So every day and every other day after that. Because it's always and forever, no matter what. As we, I promise to be just that. I am in me, because when we are created by the Creator, where we came from, is the chicken before the egg? I believe the egg is before the chicken, because we are evenly yoked. Okay, and as I promise to be that, just that in me, simple and pure for us to endure. If we just keep it simple, then it will happen, because we're the ones that make it so hard. Let no one else put us asunder, for I will always seek to understand you. That's so true. The Creator that made us knows us like the back of his hand. And every hair on our head, and everything before we think it, and everything before, minute by minute, and even after, because it's a part of the creation. You know, the soul is man, and that's the image that the Creator made us in. And not to look for answers, because they could be wrong, because seeking understanding, not the answers, because answers always have more questions behind them, right? Because of my reasoning to the knowing, I cannot force it. I must encourage it along with patience all along. The patience is of the virtue. If we stay in the moment, just this moment, we will always, always, always have that issue of patience. Because the only thing that is always, if you think about it, in your heart, in the purest place, in the garden's knowing, is God. Nothing else is always, because things change. And the only thing that changes is we change the change, because change is not changed until we change it. Patience all along. Together, we sing our heart's listening song. If we actively listen, in the meditation, taking the cotton out of our ears and placing it in our mouth, and actively listen, just listen in that silence, then we will prayerfully hear and talk to God. This way, we will always know where the other stands. We will. We will know in our garden's heart where the person placed in our heart, the unconditioned and the conditions that we are seeking, the understanding of the consequences that surround us and our emotions, of the experiences, of the choices that we need to choose in our lifetime. Always belonging together in unity, the knowing sung in our heart's song, because experience is our learning. because experience is our feelings. You know, we can do something with our feelings, our experience, you know, because it's a choice. God gave us the choice of free will. He gave us the choice. You know, there's the doing behavior. We can do something about it. We have six feelings, you know. We have the feelings of many different, we have the looking out of our eyes. We have the hearing. We have our six senses. But the doing behavior is the only behavior that we have control over. Our subconscious mind will do anything to get us to do something about it. But the doing behavior, like writing about our feelings of experiences, or listening to music, or meditation, or talking to someone about it, or walking away from a situation when it's heated. If you walk away from a heated situation and sit back, reflect, get out of the forest from looking at the tree, stand back, look at the perspective, look at the other person's perspective, stand up on a table if you have to look down at another's perspective, just like you're looking in a camera, taking a picture, because with a picture, God said to me, do not open the dark room door until I am finished with the photograph, because your life could be underexposed. And I said, what is that about? And I realized he is in control of my photographs in my life that I am looking at out of my image in my eyes, because it is so true that I read in the Bible. And I love the Bible. That's one of the rare books that I ever even pick up, because it just is. Anyway, I read other books a long time ago, but I mean, I don't even remember them. But I just want to say, pluck the log out of my own eye before I go to my brother or the person that is speaking to me, and pluck the splinter out of their eye that came from my log. And so I have learned a lot in the past couple of days and weeks of a situation. Okay, now we're going to go down to where I completed, where it was experiences learning. That's what I've learned. Learning is knowledge, and I have to learn things in order to grow in my strength. Because if learning is knowledge, then how am I going to gain anything if I do not put weights of trial and tribulations upon myself, just like the weights of a strong man, and working out at the spa or working out somewhere? You have to gain some trials and tribulations along the way to be able to look at some patterns and to look at life patterns like a master butterfly or a butterfly along the way that is being birthed. You have to leave it alone, let it be birthed, or if you touch a butterfly, then it will surely die, because its wings are wet. So you have to let yourself be strengthened and let your muscles rest before you get any more weight placed upon yourself into another situation. So God won't place upon you anything that you can't handle. So therefore, you have the weights placed upon you in trials and tribulations in your lifetime to grow on your path, so that we can, I say you in third person. I'm talking to myself as well, so that I can hear these lessons that through God, through my father, that it's his legacy today, that he taught me to actively listen to my inner self as I strengthen. And I have learned a lot from this man that is came into my life as a master butterfly that reminds me of my father in so many wonderful ways, in a strengthening way, as a dedicated businessman, as a dedicated person that loves his community so much that he will bend over backwards for each and every person, but he will discipline you so much to make you listen. And I'm going to tell you, he is something else for anyone to ever get to know, and I will tell you someday who this master butterfly is. But right now, we're talking about my father. Anyway, the growth is wisdom's knowledge applied. Growth is wisdom's knowledge applied, which is like the strong man. We walk with this experience. We hold the wisdom of one another. See, that is, I haven't read this, I haven't reread this, but it is embedded in me. Wow. We walk with this experience, which is our choices. We hold the wisdom. Okay, we are walking with this experience, what we choose as our choices. We hold the wisdom, which we have applied from our knowledge, to the wisdom of one another. It's just like the pattern of the past week of what I have learned. I have learned from another person, which put some weight on me, which I applied from another human being, or, you know, that I've learned some lessons from. So therefore, I've learned also as well from my father teaching me along the way. And that I may, and may all I speak, hear and do, okay, all that I speak right now and all that I hear, which I'm hearing myself speak right now, and all that I do in my lifetime, which I'm speaking to you and you and you and you and you, and the universe, because CBS Radio is the number one radio. If you don't hear it in the mainstream, you haven't heard it yet until you hear it on www.bbsradio.com, because my father told me and my aunt told me, what you don't want read on Times Square, do not speak it, because it's out there. So what I'm doing is speaking out from my heart to bring forth only the goodness and the mercy of abundance inward to my heart, because what I'm speaking out is going to come right back into me. That's karma. It's going to mirror image right back into me, because that's my lessons, that's my love, that's my abundance, that's my check. My father told me as I was walking, getting ready to walk down the aisle for my wedding, he'll end the music with dun, da 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 dun, 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 dun. He said, your credit is your name. And I said, what does that mean? It didn't hit me until his death, that whatever I speak is my credit, whatever I sign is my credit, whatever I act is my credit, that's my name. And I have many names along the way, you know, in the internet. I go from Reaching Beyond to Brightest Rainbows to Bright Lights Pathfinders to so many names, but that I write under, that no one can comprehend how I make the blogs to tag. But anyway, holding the knowing of unconditional love is that unconditional love that binds us together in the purest of love, the Bright Lights Pathfinders way. We're all seeking the brightest light, because we need that light to be able to see, because we need to see in the light. And that's how we envision in our third eye, to see the vision quest that we seek along the way, as in we are in a dream state. We see in our dreams, different dreams. Like, okay, when we are in our dream state, I asked that in some of my first archives in the bbsradio.com, but it was body, mind, spirit, and soul, or soul, body, mind, and spirit, instead of Bright Lights Pathfinders. That was the name of my show. On, I believe it was at 12 noon, high noon, and it's ironic because now it's 6 o'clock, and those are both tuxedo evening attire. It's very elegant attire. And my father's dressed in his tuxedo. Isn't that something on this page? And I just love you, Daddy. Your legacy's being told. But anyway, but contradicts the sentence before, so I'm going to take that but away. I was going to say that we all need to light a candle. I'm lighting one right now. Because once I light this candle, okay, it's lit. This candle will light your candle, BBS Radio. Now, BBS Radio is going to light the candle to all of you listeners. And I know, I have searched it. BBS Radio has up to 18 million listeners in the universe. In the universe, I'm not kidding. Go and search it out. And once we light this candle, it will never extinguish because it lit the candle to everyone. Now we are lit to the brightest, brightest light, to eternity, forever and a day. This light cannot go out. We are lit, y'all. Praise the Creator. We are lit. The stars are lit. We are there. Okay, there we have it. Now, let's go now to a little bit of silence within. Now, I'm going to go to ask you to just have a moment of silence and just reflect back on some few things that I said. How would that be? Breathe in from your abdomen, through your nose, deeply. And absorb it, and out through your mouth, all, everything. Now the moment of silence, until the clock strikes 3:30. We're still on the air. Bury down. Hold on to the pieces of carpet. If you can hold on to the pieces of carpet, you've got something to hold on to. If you can hold on to a thread of carpet, you've got a chance. Because God can hold on to you no matter what. You're never alone inside. You've always got that inkling of hope. Thank you for your moment of silence. Now, if you will put in your web browser, Bright Lights Pathfinders, BRIGHTPATHFINDERS. It can be in Yahoo or Google or any search browser. Let's click on Bright Lights Pathfinders. We're going to go to Bright Lights Pathfinders Awakenings Within - Your Inner Thoughts Heart. Let's click on that, please. I'll take a moment for that to load for you guys. And once you get there, we're going to go to the inside of a group that I do not have anyone in except for all of my names. And that's going to be a picture of a bird, some birds, and it's going to be an isolation of serenity. We're going to skip down to the knowing, the first most recent message that I placed there for today. Okay, it says 11:50 p.m., but my computer was messed up, so I didn't get it back until today after they worked on it for 5 hours in the my internet access. So I lost everything in my emails and all that, but I do have the access to some of my work. So I have the knowing, and I am Tassie Hill. Because my brothers and sisters couldn't pronounce Kathy, they called me Cassie. My maiden name is Hill. That's my daddy's name. Okay, we're going to click on the knowing, and we're going to go to an outline that I will be presenting when I don't have a guest host. I wrote this with a good friend of mine named Julia. I was telling her, reflecting to her like a mirror image. She's a great mirror. And so I was reflecting to her what I was seeing in the knowing. Okay, now the knowing is, I wrote this on a yesterday. Okay, yesterday, home equals number one. Number one is heaven, okay? Heaven is home. That is yesterday. We came from heaven or your star, where you feel heaven's bound is. And then we came, number two, are found. We came into Earth. Number three, this is what I see, feel, and hear, and felt from the Creator, which was channeled through my father into feelings. I was going, Daddy, what are you saying? He was telling me what it was like from heaven. He was giving me pieces of information, preparing me, because I was talking, I said, Daddy, what's heaven like? What did you learn? And he was giving me this information. Three, the residential home where we live. Four, the body of self outside of the skin, etc. Five, the self within. Six, the child within the adult. As we grow, we have the child within ourselves. Seven, the child within, the wonder of the inner child, the wounded inner child we work on. Eight, the baby within the mother's womb floating in the embryonic fluid. This is how we go back. And nine, baby, our spirit as ascending and descending in birth. 10, baby soul is man created from God's image. And heaven's boundaries into heaven's bound. So it goes backwards. Okay, I see what I did. Yesterday, home, heaven, bound. Okay, you see, we're going backwards. If you start at 11, it's heaven's bound. And then sold us man to the God's image. So we're going backwards. That's what he did. I haven't reread this since I wrote it, okay? And then I wrote it, and then I put it out there. And I never reread what I'm doing. I never reread it. I should study my stuff. That's what I'm doing now. Okay, I'm learning my lesson. Lesson. When the student's ready, the teacher will appear. Thus, the teacher becomes the student. So I'm becoming a student of what my dad was teaching me. Okay, number one, God, the knowing. Okay, now we go back up to the number one, which is heaven, the knowing, God. A, proclaims our creation through speaking out the I am I love. B, I knew you before love was just a word. How great that is to know. Number one under that is before the words, let there be, creation were ever spoken into forms to become the 7 days of creation. I made man's soul unto image now heard. That's God speaking, not me. Please don't think it's me, because I did not write this. It is channeled through the Creator of the knowing. I am not the knowing. God is the Creator, is the only knowing that is the knowing. I don't know anything. I don't know nothing, jack, pooch, diddly deep. Creating within my soul the know of God, which is me. A, I am I. As unto you, I breathe for you to form such of the likeness of the Creator image. Wow. Isn't he something? She's something. The Creator something. Three, spoken out of forming, I am I. As the M for me equals God flipped upward into a W for we. Whoa! Isn't that neat? I want to read that again. I haven't reread this. I just was doing my thing like I was. You should have seen me running around asking people if they wanted to be on my show tonight. I had like three different angles I was going to go for this evening. But it's like Daddy said, no, you're not. You're going for this image. And here I am. Spoke out of forming I am I as the ... M for me equals God flipped upward into a W, like into the heaven bound, for the we. W for the we. Now in I am I. Now in the ways sleeping awake, realizing the great I am I is we. Whoa. 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 Gosh, man, that is the great I am. how great thou art. Birth first things, a human of any crasher thou's. What in the world? I cannot spell. Y'all know I'm dyslexic and ADHD, an adult ADHD, an indigo child. Any crasher thou's. Birth, I wish I knew what that meant. Birth first things as any crasher. I know that other word must be does. Creator does. As or any, I don't know. Well, that must be a mystery. As any, maybe it's like our soul or something, as the Creator creates us. At birth, hitting atmospheric of air is breath is breathed. Yeah, it's when we are born. That's what it's saying. Birth first thing a human of any, as any of the Creator does. That's what it's saying. The birth of anything that of a human. Oh, I know what it's saying. Any creation that the Creator makes. Birth first thing of a human or anything that the Creator made. At the birth hitting atmospheric of air is breath, breathe. Breath is breathing. He breathes into it. All in which absorbing the breath of everything God created for birth. Whoa, that was really hard. See, I told you, I don't know what I'm writing. And that just goes to show you, I haven't reread this and I don't even know what I said. That just goes to show you this is a total channeling of the Creator through my dad speaking to me because I haven't even reread this thing. Well, I don't even need to prove anything because what people, what places and things think of me is none of my business because it's all up to me and God to live in my own skin because I know me and God are the one that have to answer to myself. Okay, anyway, even man-made creations. Even man-made creations, okay, that's the places and things along the way. That's funny because I just said people, places, and things. It doesn't make any sense, matter to people, places, and things along the way that think of me because that's none of my business. That's funny. Oh, gosh, I didn't even read that. Okay, as this, I need to get back on track. Gosh, let me rewind. As this comes from God, due to God is the creator of man and the soul is man. That's what I said from my first, if anybody remembers my very first webpage on BBS Radio that Don and is so fortunately given to us to be able to have to allow us to know. And boy, I tell you, it just is now taking me all this time from December to March to be able to know how to even work, how to make, to even put anything up. Oh, man, he's been patient with me, and I love you, Don, for that. And Seth, man, and I'm just getting to know Alisa, helping me learn how to put stuff on the page for y'all to even know about me. But anyway, gosh, I'm getting off track. Oh, Lord, help me get back on track. Speak for me, think for me, do for me in every way, shape, and form. On this moment while I'm on the radio show, please speak for me, think for me, and do for me, and do not let me get into my own self. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for centering me back. And so it goes. Breath of the I am I. Thus, too, is our survival to reproduce. We come into the world to breathe. That is one thing that we come into the world to do. The second thing we come into the world to do is to reproduce. Those are the two things that we come into the world to do. Nothing else. The other things are learned. That is all. Our heart is only learned to breathe, to beat by breath. As God, the Creator, breathes into us, and He also wants us to reproduce to make more images. of which he brings into us and implants the seed. Those are the two things for the survival. That's what I was told in this, actually, in this writing. These are the only two survival skills God gave unto man, the soul of man, to breathe by inhaling the positive and exhaling the negative, in which functions the body. See, that's like when we get into conflicts and stuff, we exhale that, almost like fire. But we also exhale the positiveness. That's why I always say, inhale from the abdomen through the nose, and exhale all the negativity out of your mouth. That's why I always, before I take someone to the white room, and I click my finger to kind of bring you in and out. Okay, the moral of the story. Oh, he has a moral of the story. Wow. Come full circle, which is true. You know, that's why I always do my finger counterclockwise, because it's like a clock, instead of doing my finger clockwise. And then I always flick things off, like, you know, flicking things off your finger. I like to dismiss it. So that's what I do, bringing things full circle. And that's how we grow. We have to come full circle in situations like the strong man has to bring the weights on and the butterfly set free to fly. As we shed, whoa, as we shed, let's think about that one for a moment. As we shed our skin, when we go into the bathroom, we're cleansing ourselves, right? We shed our skin. We shed our skin. Now, we also look back and reflect the Adam and Eve story, and the snake sheds its skin. Now, we also look back at the image of the practice of medicine has a snake wrapping of it. And that is the practice of medicine, the serpent. And we also look at the serpent as the, how do you say that, kimbakunte, that goes up the spine to evolve you into the awakening and spirals upward. And also to work on the chakras. It's all in the same thing. And we shed our skin, and so does the animal shed, and so does all the creations of God, great and small. Okay, so we shed the human or any breathing creations of the body, and the soul travels back home to where it came from, as for always, forever and a day more, bright like pathfinders, as we are. That is the bright light path that is found. I wrote all that. Oh, look at that. I wrote that from 12:33 p.m. to 12:52 p.m. Oh, my God. Look at that. That is 33, 43, 53. I wrote that in 19 minutes. Let's see the numbers here. Let's do some numbers. 12 is a 3. That's a 3, 3, 3. Oh, Lordy, that's a 9. Oh, God, that's a 9. That's a 3, 3, 3. Those are Daddy's numbers. Oh, I think we have time right quick to do this. Go to Daddy's number. Oh, we'll have to do that another day because it is long. God, I hope we have time. Where is it? I wonder if it's in this one. Let's type in, go to the top. Let's scroll real quick. Go to the top where it says message, the knowing. Go to the top and let's search in the search box, Daddy, D-A-D-D-Y. Let's just see what comes up in search. Where it says messages, type in the name Daddy. Let's see if it comes up. Ooh, ooh. Let's see. I don't think it's in there. I'm going to see what these are, though. If you type in, let me slow down because I went too fast. If you scroll up to the top of this webpage, Bright Lights, Pathfinders, Awakening Your Inner Heart, and you type in search, not the top of the web browser, but inside of the group page, type in the word daddy. Okay? Now, it says subject number 56. I gave all to the group messenger list and the chicken. Hello.
Hello there, Miss Taffy.
Hello, caller.
How are
Who's
you doing?
Who's this?
It's Carmen and Alicia.
Carmen, my cousin, and Alicia, how are you?
How are you, Alicia?
I can barely hear you. You're on the air.
Well, it's nice to call in and talk to you. How have you been?
Is this my cousin, Carmen?
Mm-hmm.
I'm doing well. I'm doing Daddy's Legacy. You know, he died 3 years ago today.
I'm sorry, what, Kathy?
I can hear you much better now.
Oh, I put you on speakerphone.
Yeah, that's way better. I couldn't hear you before.
Well, I was just listening to you, and you were talking about this number thing.
Uh-huh.
Explain it to me again, because you went kind of fast.
I said 333-9. And I wrote that on February 9.
The number thing with the daddy?
Well, yeah, what I was reading, were you following along in the computer?
I tried to, but I didn't understand where you went to on the first page. You said look in the box at the top.
Oh, where I just now went?
Yeah, I couldn't.
Well, anyway, what I was saying is with the number thing, I wrote that on February the 9th.
Okay.
And then I added the number of how long it took me together, and it was a 12:33.
Okay.
It was 12:33.
Okay.
And so I added those numbers together. It came to a 9. And I wrote it on February the 9th. And then I added the other numbers together. It came to a 7. And in that reading, I was writing about the 7 completion of the world.
Oh, seven okay. Because I came in,
world.
I think, maybe partway, and I'm like, I was trying to follow the math of it.
Well, I appreciate that, because then
thank
I got so excited and wanted to search out Daddy, because it tells about the numbers, and that's why I was going a little fast, because I only have like 8 minutes left, and that's why I wanted to search out to see if it shows Daddy's coach in this particular web page that I have.
Okay.
But it doesn't. It has it in the other one, in the other you know, that other group page I have, it hooks into this one if you want to ever
follow. Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
You know, that other group page that says links to this group page. Are you on your computer now?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, if you go to where we were just now reading, if you go back to the main page where it says, if you go back a spot, go to where it says home, if you click on home on the far left,
I don't see that.
Okay. You know where we were on the main page and it says isolation of serenity is non-fake and all that stuff? And it had the birds on the page?
I'm on something totally different. I guess I'll talk to you later.
In my group page, where we clicked on the knowing?
Only thing I have is your broadcast radio page.
Oh, okay. We were in a group page. Okay, type in Bright Lights Pathfinders in your search engine.
Okay.
I want to show you these numbers right quick. Type in Bright Lights Pathfinder.
.com?
No. Just type in Bright Lights Pathfinder.
Okay.
Okay, now go to, are you in Google or Yahoo?
AOL search.
AOL search? Well, okay. Then
and
let
go
me
to
see
YouTube.
What we can type in. Type in Bright Lights Pathfinder's daddy. And then code, daddy's codes. Type in Bright Lights Pathfinder's daddy's codes. That
code,
one doesn't
C-O-D.
Work. So then type in Bright Lights Pathfinder's daddy code. We're going to find it because I've got it tagged a certain way and I don't know how. Okay, daddy code worked. Daddy code worked on mine.
Code or cove?
C-O-D-E.
Okay. You got a lot of stuff, Kathy.
Yeah, I've got over a million links.
Stuff out here.
I've got it hidden pretty well. I've got over a million links in there. Okay, Bright Lights Pathfinder's code worked. Okay, now we're going to go to Bright Lights Pathfinder's code and then go to, let's see which one will have it. I know which one has it. MySpace, Bright Chassis, Female, North Carolina. That one has it.
Okay.
Do you see that one?
I'm all right.
MySpace, 101 years old.
I'm just not technically up there.
It doesn't matter. I'll show it to you another show.
Okay. I'm sorry.
I'll
mean to hold up through
it
into your show.
I'll email it to you. But it has all the numbers and how to break them down.
Yeah. I think there's a lot into numerology, and I think everything
well, it was
God
just
has
so,
planned,
it was just
and
him
I think,
coming into me and speaking
has,
to me
I think it is
time.
His code.
What did you say? I'm sorry, I overtalked you. I'm so sorry.
I think there's codes everywhere, and
right.
numerology can give us a lot of information if we knew how to use it.
Well, what Jesus's number is 8888, which is infinity sideways. And like John the Baptist is 2424, which is a 6-6, which is 3333, which is, you know, it goes on and on and on and on and on, which is Daddy's numbers, which is the code. If you go to my www.myspace.com/brightlightspath, I know it's in there, into
okay.
my blog.
I'll go check it out.
Yeah, you can go into that and go into the blog part. I know that I have it stored in there, or I have it into myspace.com. Listen up, tune in. I have it in that blog as well. And I have it in Reach and Beyond. I have it in all kinds of places. But anytime you want to search anything out, just put in Bright Lights Pathfinders. Then you put in any word after that, like daddy code, numbers. You could put in probably number. The word
okay.
numbers. I'm
sure I'll
let
you go. I know you
come
gotta
up with
wrap
that.
Up, but
mm-hmm.
we all love you.
I love you. Thank you for coming to the wedding. Wasn't it great?
It was. Have you heard from the newlyweds?
Oh yeah, I hear from them every day. She still can't stand it. She still loves me so much forever and a day. I didn't hear from her today, and I didn't hear from her 2 days ago. But Carmen, I have all the wedding cake here, and I had such a clutch, didn't I? We had the same chins. That was the cutest pictures you sent. And I love the way Mitch goes, all right, on that video that you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it. Thank you for calling. I have
You're
to go
welcome.
Now because
Bye-bye.
I have to close the show. You want to close it for me? Close the show for me. Say, you know, just close the show.
Okay. Well, thank y'all for listening to Bright Pathfinders with Tassie. And thank you for sharing your faith and your goodwill with mankind. And have a wonderful week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.